Brokers chided for cheating poor migrants. Foreign laborers incur heavy debt to get work. Labor authorities are accusing brokerage firms of underpaying migrant workers and not providing them with sufficient welfare benefits. Many companies now hire workers, including foreign migrants, through brokers to eliminate complicated employment formalities and sidestep legal and financial obligations that would arise if they hired them in the conventional way. Patom Petmani, director of the Legal Affairs Division at the Labor Protection and Welfare Department, said in this scenario, the brokers are the workers' employers, not the companies they work for. The department found that a large percentage of migrant workers' wages go to brokers, who claim the cut as a management fee. Brokers insist the fee is part of the employment contract. Mr. Patom said the fee eats into workers' pay and that brokers also offer only limited welfare benefits. The Labor Protection and Welfare Department has warned companies against resorting to trickery to avoid paying workers in full by using illegal methods such as deducting expenses from their overtime. Some employers are accused of seizing workers' travel documents and medical cards, leaving them vulnerable and under the control of their brokers or employers. Mr. Patom said migrant workers themselves must also follow the law when seeking employment. For example, he said they must work for the same employer for the duration of their contracts and not switch employers without satisfactory reasons. Authorities believe frustration with fees led many migrants to stage protests for an increase in their pay in line with the government's minimum wage hike, which has been in effect since April. The protests were held in April in Kanchanaburi and Songkhla, both provinces with a large number of migrant workers. Many migrant workers also complain that they had incurred heavy debts while trying to secure employment. They said middlemen, to whom they paid large sums of money, promised them attractive wages and generous welfare with free accommodation. But they found the opposite was true. Sompong Sakyao, head of the Labor Rights Promotion Network Foundation, said the 300 baht minimum wage hike has attracted many migrant workers who have arrived both legally and illegally in the country. Brokers in origin countries charge workers labor registration fees and other fees, including for their work permits, he said. As a result, the workers are saddled with debt even before they set foot in Thailand. Once the workers acquire jobs, they start paying back the debt. The migrant workers are baffled to find that large sums are deducted from their wages every month for brokers, for what seems like an eternity. The workers fall into even heavier debt if they arrive in Thailand illegally, as the cost of securing a safe passage is high, Mr. Sompong noted. Nasser Artwarin of the Lawyers Council of Thailand's Human Rights Subcommittee said, "Few migrant workers can communicate in Thai, and they do not know the law, which prevents them from complaining to authorities about working conditions." He said employers have been known to seize and withhold the travel documents of migrant workers, even if they entered the country legally. The employers then deliberately let the workers' visas expire, so they end up as illegal workers, Mr. Nasser said. This way, the employers are able to manipulate the workers.